have a few minutes now. Would you like to follow up on anything from earlier or ask any questions of David? This time is for you.
Oh, thanks. Gosh, like you were saying, David, I feel like we could have a couple hour conversation, but and I had a bunch of questions that came out of hearing a little bit about you earlier, but I guess some of them were, you know, you mentioned that you had started your younger life as a hunter, and that at some point you switched over into no longer wanting to do that for yourself, even if you go out with your friends. But I'm just wondering, was there a particular moment where that switch happened for you about how you felt about hunting, or how did that come about that you knew that had changed?
Well, you know, I think it was an organic process for one thing. I know we had a parrot for many years, and having a parrot in the house kind of got me to quit the thought about bird hunting. So I stopped that just because I identified with, you know, why would I want to do that? And I like birds too much. So I quit that. But I think the big game hunting probably, and I'm not saying I would never do it again, but it'd have to be exactly the right set of circumstances. But basically, you know, it just got to a point where I can remember that I was sitting up in the deer stand in northern Minnesota, and a big, beautiful doe walked out, and I had a doe tag. I could have shot it. And I sat there and I thought, you know, I'm not going to do this. This is not something I want to do today. And I just started just simply enjoying the animal walking around. I thought, I'm not going to shoot this thing. And then it morphed into this thing. So I'll continue hunting for a few years. If I shoot an ad deer, it's got to be a big one. And then a big one came out. That's not big enough. And it dawned on me, there'll never be one big enough. So I quit buying licenses. Because it was just kind of an organic thing. It wasn't like I suddenly decided, to stop. It just wasn't something I wanted to do anymore. And I just quit. And now my nephews, I've taken both my two of my nephews deer hunting. I've enjoyed them out in the woods. I've enjoyed the opportunity to show them that culture and that history. And I think maybe some of that is just getting older. You know, I started realizing that what I appreciated about the experience more was just being with my friends and my buddies and having a chance to talk and visit and be with them. That was more the social aspect of it was more important than the direct hunting aspect of it. Now, I'll tell you, I still like fishing though. I have no qualms about catching fish. But it was an interesting thing. Everybody knows it, you know, and I think having good friends that they don't push me. Now the one thing I might do though, I've been buying these antelope tags in Wyoming for the last 8 years, not tags, but preference points for the last 8 years. I might do that one more time. I like antelope hunting. I could probably do that. So I can't see that I'm an anti-hunter. Just for the most part, it just doesn't appeal to me anymore. Make sense?
Yeah. Thanks. I think about hunting a lot. So I ended up living with someone who grew to love the outdoors through hunting, and I mostly talked with folks that either have never hunted, never considered themselves hunters, or who had always hunted, and it's really interesting to hear that you started on one side and then changed your mind. It's kind of interesting. Very interesting. And,